snapshot of the day today is the focus of this hour of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn. We are here to bring you up to date on what's going on in the world. The TSA is in the news for several different reasons. Jennifer, you tell us the first story, and then I'll tell you the second story.
Well, in Wichita yesterday, Dougie, a grandmother was pretty inconsolable because she was there at the airport with her 4-year-old granddaughter. And the 4-year-old became hysterical during a security screening at the Kansas airport. And they got her, the security team was so upset because she ran for her grandmother and hugged her grandmother because she was afraid, that they grabbed her, took her away from her grandmother, and then forced her to go through a pat down. A four-year-old.
Brilliant. They're geniuses, those folks at the TSA. And they'll tell us, well, you don't understand. We are here. I love it. This was the last time I get into a tiff, it was, I was being told, I'm protecting you from September 11th.
September 11th was 11
years ago, and you're not protecting me from a damn thing. Go ahead.
Well, and this kid had just learned about stranger danger in school, and so she started to cry and said, I don't want to go for this pat down, and she ran. Mm-hmm. And the TSA said, if you don't run and grab her, ma'am, we're going to shut this whole airport down.
Brilliant. They're geniuses, those folks at the TSA. All right, here's another one. Authorities in Los Angeles yesterday afternoon filed trafficking and bribery charges against 4 current and former TSA screeners. They say they have received over the years cash bribes in exchange for turning a blind eye on drugs that were packed in suitcases. In other words, the people that are underneath or wherever it is at some airport,
the screen, the big luggage,
screening,
right?
Up on the concourse, some of it's down below. Let's see. The man with 8 pounds of meth in his carry-on bag stood in the security line at LAX Terminal 4, which would be the one I use most of the
American,
time.
American, right.
Inching toward the checkpoint when a TSA screener approached. It wasn't to stop the contraband, however. It was to make sure it got through. The screener's identified as John Whitfield. He told the man to get to the back of the line so he and his luggage would get to the X-ray machine when Whitfield's shift started. That way, he would be the one watching the meth show up on the screen, and he'd be able to protect for a small $1,200 payment, sir. You're going to be all set.
Wow.
So that was part of the federal indictment, the information that was in it as it was unsealed yesterday afternoon. Authorities have filed trafficking and bribery charges against Mr. Whitfield and 3 other current TSA screeners, saying they received thousands and thousands of dollars in cash bribes in exchange for turning a blind eye on drugs packed in suitcases. So what I want to know is, why are they involved in this at all? They have nothing. What is? There's no safety. There's no security issue here. Why is it that the TSA is looking for drugs? That's not what they're told. They're telling us they're here to keep us safe.
Right, taking bombs and stuff. Right.
What is drug paraphernalia or drugs themselves have to do, unless they're expanding the reach of the TSA, so they're becoming a police organization, and they're looking just like the police for illicit drugs?
Well, they've always done that, though, haven't they? Isn't that a long time? I mean, not just the TSA.
What's that got to do with safety?
Well, I don't know, but you've seen people get arrested at airports for drugs all the time.
Yeah, but not by the TSA. They've been arrested by police who have dogs. They go through the lines to sniff out the drugs in the bags. That's one thing. But now, since when is the TSA supposed to? I thought they were looking for knives and guns and bombs. What is having an inspection for drugs got to do with the TSA's mission? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. Follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day. On Twitter at Good Day Show and Pinterest. Why? What could be possibly, what are the security needs? I love this. This case represents a significant breakdown of our screening system, says the U.S. attorney.
You think?
It placed greed above the nation's security needs.
What? I don't know how you even go about making this kind of payoff. I mean, how do these people even think that?
That's another question.
Like, how do they even get there to do it?
Yeah, well, they distract you by chasing a four-year-old girl around the airport. Everybody's watching the TSA chase the girl down the concourse, right? So they're not looking to see who's getting paid off while the stuff slips through the checkpoint. They create a diversion. LAX at Terminal 4 all the time, they have these practice shutdowns.
Those practice drills are so annoying because they're scary.
Yeah, and they hold up things if you're running on a tight schedule. It's just all nonsense. And people are getting, once again, hoodwinked into thinking this is all about security. Has nothing to do with security. Has to do with control. Controlling you and your movements. Watching. Making sure that you're doing what somebody thinks is right. And if you aren't, we're going to get you. That's all it is. It's the same foolishness as permeates much of the rest of our society. 800-510-8255. Slipping around, sliding around. It's pretty serious stuff, actually. Get right down to it. So there are two things involving the TSA that you probably didn't know were going on. See, we started off your day with a bangola. It's
a bangola.
A bangola. 14 past the hour. In a few months, it's going to be summertime, and if you're looking to lose couple of extra pounds before you fit into that bathing suit, you have found the right product if you're using TH-121. TH, Total Health, Terrific Health 121, contains all natural ingredients that are shown, Jennifer, to reduce the unwanted cravings you have for food while enhancing fat burning at the same time. They're like little fat burning. This TH-121... excuse me, has a composite that burns all the fat. And that's a cool thing because that's the way you get help. TH-121 has helped thousands of people lose thousands of pounds. So if you would like to have that million-dollar look this summer, you better get on to TH-121 because it's a guaranteed product, guaranteed to help you lose the weight or you get your money back. Call 800-525-2710. 800-525-2710. Receive a free bottle of TH-121 with your order. And that's not the only thing you're going to get. You'll also get a free fat blocker. So double fat blockers and users. It's like a fat fighting machine. That's what it is. TH-121. Exercise, good thing as well. You should be checking with your doctor. Make sure you're on the right kind of a program. This stuff is safe. It's all natural. You will love the results of TH-121. Call now for your free bottle with the order that you make by dialing 800-525-2710.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Oh, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
Sorry, you're hitting them.
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
What's new today, and what is it that you may be talking about? What are your interests piqued by? What activities? 800-510-8255. The U.S. Supreme Court has hinted, Jennifer, at the end of the session yesterday, that it is ready to uphold one of the most controversial aspects of the Arizona immigration law. The portion of this law that would require police to check the immigration status of people they think are in the country illegally. May I see your papers, please?
Papers,
sir?
Please.
And that's what so many people are riling against, because they think it's like Nazi Germany. Give me your papers, please. Opponents say that this could lead to racial profiling. It's already racial profiling is going on. The thing is whether it's preferable. Some of us think that profiling is a good idea, and some people think it's harassment or worse. What do you think? 800-510-8255. If you're not up on this, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments on the matter yesterday. Among the justices, there seemed to be no strong objection in the questioning to that part of the law. There will be a final vote by the Supreme Court, and they'll usually announce all of the votes, results of their votes, in June before they head for the lakes. For
summer vacay.
Summer. V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. All right, John Edwards.
Oh, he had a good day yesterday, Doug.
Did he? Guess it would depend on how you read that. What is that? What's
well,
the definition of a good day?
He didn't much like Monday or Tuesday, but yesterday his team began cross-examining Andrew Young on the witness stand. So he said, quote, as he left court yesterday, "Oh, the sun is out in more ways than one," because his team just ripped into Andrew Young, basically saying that that he lied. They pointed out all of his inconsistencies and mistakes that Andrew Young made in television interviews, also in his book. The defense attorney said, "Is it true in each and every one of these cases you lie?" As John Edwards, I guess, stared straight at him through all of this questioning, he said, "You used the affair to get leverage against John Edwards and make a lot of money. Isn't it fair you viewed Mr. Edwards as your ticket to the top and your only chance at prestige?" Which he admitted that he believed working for a future president could lead to great things. And then the defense attorney pressed on, saying, "You really hate him, don't you?" And Young said, "I have mixed feelings," blah, blah, blah. So a little better day, I guess, for John Edwards yesterday when the cross-examination started.
Well, it's interesting how you hear different bits and pieces of stories. The story that I heard last night driving driving home was that allegedly Young says that the two of them went out for a ride in Edwards' SUV, and they're on this lonely, dark road. I just love the way they said it. It was like very dramatic. And Edwards said, when Young started getting at him, "You can't get to me. You can't touch me. You can't do anything to me. I'm John Edwards."
Surprise!
"You can't do anything to me. I'm Doug Stephan."
Doug Stephan.
21 after on Good Day.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
The world, we wouldn't have all of these problems, but then the conversations that we'd have on the air would be dull and bland, right? Boring.
Although I do so you think if you were king of the world that everybody would agree with the way that you run the world?
Of course, Richie. Nah. Either that or off with their heads.
Rules. We'd have some rules around here.
Good day for Mitt Romney yesterday. Yesterday, Mitt Romney won all five of the primaries. All five, yeah. Yeah, you see, apparently when you buy four primaries, you get the fifth for free. Yeah. They punched your card and they
love that, yeah.
A very close call for President Obama yesterday on his trip to North Carolina. You see that in the news? Apparently two hookers approached his motorcade. Luckily, the Secret Service wrestled them to the ground.
Keep your mouth shut.
Well, here's something interesting. We're learning more and more about this scandal. Apparently those prostitutes in Colombia had code names for the Secret Service guys they were seeing. Ah. Like the one guy who kept wanting to change positions. He was called Mitt. That was his name.
Some exciting news. E! Has announced that they've reached a deal with the Kardashian family to bring America three more seasons of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So, well, someone's watching it. 3 years from now, the only people left on TV will be Kardashians and Dance Moms. That's my prediction. By the way, if you haven't been keeping up with the Kardashians lately, I'll bring you up to speed real quick. They went shopping. Now you're all caught up. This deal will reportedly pay the family, get ready for this, $40 million. It's the biggest contract in the history of reality television. I tell you, it is getting harder and harder to explain to your kids why it's a bad idea to make a sex tape. That is for sure.
Hey, this is a true story here. Last week, this is a true story. A hunter in Florida mistakenly shot his girlfriend in the leg because he thought she was a wild hog. But other than that, it was a really nice anniversary. It was really up to that point. How do you explain that?
You couldn't even lie until the deer?
Yeah. That's something beautiful, yeah. I'm sorry.
I thought you were a hog.
What?
Yeah. There's Jimmy Fallon with Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Leno, and Jimmy Conan.
Or Jimmy not. Jimmy.
Yeah. I've been at a town meeting late, so I've come home and turned on Conan O'Brien. And he's funny some of the time, in acquired mm-hmm. sometimes.
That's
he
how I feel. I used to love Conan, but I feel like he's a little different on his new show. I miss some of it.
All right, so we're going through the issues of the day, the events that the people that people are talking about. Here's the story, Jennifer, of a New Jersey father who used a hidden recording device to expose abusive teachers at his son's school. Stuart Schaffelt said his normally mild-mannered 10-year-old son, Aiken, had been getting into trouble for hitting his teachers. He's autistic. That kind of behavior didn't add up to the father, so he fitted his son with a wire and sent him off to school. He has posted excerpts from the recording on YouTube, and the recording reveals staff members at the Horace Mann Elementary School in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, speaking quite inappropriately to the students, particularly bullying young Aiken. At one point, a staff member spoke about having a hangover. other point, the teachers taunted the student, calling him a bastard. In response, the school district released a statement saying an investigation has been conducted and the people involved no longer work at the school. There you go. That's America's education at its finest. So, anyway, teachers are saying, how can you condemn all teachers? I didn't condemn all teachers.
No,
just I'm just
those.
Saying that, yeah. How is that acceptable?
And also, what lesson does it teach the kid wiring himself? Interesting.
Well, what does it teach teachers? That you're always going to be under surveillance now, whether that's a good idea or not. What do you think? 800-510-825-528 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. When it comes to finding new experiences, the key word is often free. So why not take advantage of activities that usually come with no price tag attached? Every May, there's an event called Public Gardens Day. That means you get free entry to botanical gardens, arboretums, and even some zoos that normally charge an entrance fee. Now, you heard me talk about fee-free days in our national parks. Well, there are also similar programs through the Bureau of Land Management. Fees on public lands are waived for Get Outdoors Day on June 9th and National Public Lands Day on September 29th. Now, if you're going to museums, aquariums, or zoos, it's probably worth joining a membership program. The Association of Zoos and Aquariums, for example, has a reciprocity program where you get free or discounted entrance to member locations. And don't forget to check a calendar. Museums and science centers often have free entry one day a month. You just have to time your visit to get the best value. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Whether you're looking to buy a home or repair the one you're in, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. The Wells Fargo Home Lending website has the tools and resources to help you make informed decisions. There are many home lending options to consider, and we'll help you understand the benefits, financial considerations, and next steps. We can also help you find coverage if you're looking to insure your home. Stop by today or go to wellsfargo.com/homelending to learn more. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., all rights reserved. Equal housing lender. Insurance products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through Monday, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends next Monday. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block.
Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail in the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Back to the issues of the day, the things that will help you be tuned up conversationally.
Have I told you today that I love you?
I have not heard that yet from you today, but the feeling is mutual. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Your calls at 800-510-8255. If they are good and they are poignant and they are on the mark, we move pretty fast this hour through things so that you'll know as you get started with your day, what really is going on, or maybe through the day, some things that will come up that are worthy of conversation. Have we had enough of Newt Gingrich? Apparently Newt Gingrich has had enough of
Newt
Gingrich.
He's had enough. Hey, he stuck it out a long time, though. He didn't.
Why do they use these silly words? He's going to suspend his campaign and waiting till next week. Why
do you just do it now?
I'm done now.
What is
next
week?
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Maybe he gets a discount at, like, a buffet if he's a presidential candidate, so he wants to wait. I don't know.
Maybe.
But Ron Paul, we haven't heard about him lately. He hasn't dropped out yet.
No,
right?
But he's not going to drop out either.
He's just hanging, huh?
Just going to stay with it and see what kind of a deal he can make with. And I think there is a deal to be made.
Oh, I think he made a deal already, for
maybe
sure,
he has,
with Mitt Romney. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny because in my neighborhood, the only, and I'm in Los Angeles, so we still have not voted in our primary yet.
Right up in the, what's going on?
I think I can do a write-in. I think I have a chance. But the only campaigning I've seen in my town is Ron Paul so far.
It tells you something, doesn't it, huh?
Yeah, a lot of Ron Paul songs all over the place.
800-510-8255. All right, well, let's see here. Beyonce is beyond beautiful, apparently,
she
according
is.
To People magazine. So who are the people that are in this list, Jen Jen?
Well, this is the world's most beautiful
according
women.
According to whom, though? Who
according to People magazine.
Yeah,
people,
but where did they get
the
info? Who decided that these people were the most beautiful?
Whoever has that lucky job of looking at pretty people all day long, I don't know. Huh. But the editors will say at People magazine put together the most beautiful women and the most beautiful people in general. And Beyonce won. Motherhood agrees with her. Also on the list, Julia Roberts. She's been on the list 13 times, by the way. Nicole Kidman. Oh, no, she's cute, though. When she smiles,
yeah,
she kind of lights up a room.
I like her as an actress. Don't think she's particularly attractive, but I like her as an actress a lot.
People say she's horsey. Anyway, Nicole Kidman, been on the list 10 times. I think Nicole Kidman looks so much better now that she stopped Botoxing. She actually has gotten prettier to me as well.
I mean, the flat forehead look is out?
Yeah, the non-expression thing, it's got to go. Sofia Vergara from Modern Family, she's a hottie. She's on the list.
Why are so many people talking about her? I can't pick her out in the lineup. I don't know.
Oh, she's hot. I'll show her to you. You'd like her. She's got hips in all the right places if you get the drift.
Oh, hips here and hips there.
Very curvy, very pretty. Mad Men's Jessica Pair was on the list. Also, Christina Hendricks, the redhead, she's on the list. Charlize Theron is on the list. Michelle Williams, who I also think is getting very pretty, is on the list. Kate Middleton, Miranda Lambert, who's the country singer. And then men on the most beautiful list are David Beckham, which I'd have to agree, the soccer player.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend, Miranda Lambert's husband, Blake Shelton, and Ashton Kutcher, also on the list.
Oh, come on. Why
Blake
is it
Shelton,
always
I can...
men and women in their 30s? What about older men and women? Aren't they beautiful? Or when you get older?
Oh, they get on the list a lot.
Who?
I mean, Sean Connery's been on the list.
Yeah.
there's a lot of people over 40. I mean, many of these people on this list are over 40. Nicole Kidman, Julia Roberts, they're all over 40. That's
yeah,
about it.
About over 50.
I don't know. I'm sure there's some. We have to get the whole list. In fact, I'll go out and buy People magazine today, Doug, and I'll go through and find the 50-year-olds.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
800-510-8255. David's in Eugene, Oregon, listening to KUGN. All right, so, David, you think Newt can't drop out? Is that it?
Well, I can't speak, obviously, for Newt personally, but but a lot of reasons why the candidates, you know, quote-unquote, just suspend their campaign so they can continue to fundraise because they get, like, Newt, he's so far in debt.
Who in their right mind would give any money to Newt Gingrich or anybody else?
I know.
Why would you do that?
It defies all...
There's no logic to it. You're going to give a guy who's a loser more money? What is that? How does that make sense?
That's why, I guess they just try to milk every last penny they can.
So that's what's wrong with our system, David, trying
Absolutely.
To continue to squeeze money out of... It's so corrupt. It really is. It's just so corrupt. All right, I hadn't thought about that angle, but I'm glad you did and you called. So he gave us one more thing to think about. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Or you can follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show or at Twitter at Doug at Good Day and on Pinterest. All right, so the Octomom. Octomom.
And really,
Octomom. Is in it again. We have the Octomom and Lindsay Lohan. If Octomom is usually once a week, Lindsay Lohan becoming pretty much every
day.
Daily.
Now. Yeah. And I'm sad because I was really hoping it seemed like she was going to stay out of the news, but she hasn't. Where should we go first? Lindsay or?
It's a lady's choice.
All right. Well, Lindsay Lohan has responded to Rosie saying, because, you know, Rosie was on the Today Show and say she made a comment that Lindsay was not a good choice to play Elizabeth Taylor and made reference to her drug problems. Lindsay said, I think Rosie should take focus on her own career and stop worrying about everyone else's, according to a representative. She said she was really hurt by the comments because she always thought she and Rosie were good friends, that they had a good relationship. She also had a job yesterday, old Lindsay. She was supposed to be on the set filming her episode of Glee yesterday, but according to TMZ, she was late to this show. She said, actually, one of the stars on Twitter, Dot Marie Jones, who plays the coach, tweeted, "Gonna be a long day. Some people show up late and just throw a wrench in things. Not cool. I'd rather be an hour early than 5 minutes late." But, you know, she had no choice.
Why would you hire somebody like this? It's just so self-indulgent. It's all about this poor... I feel sorry for Lindsay Lohan. Someplace along the way, she was handled... This is an environmental thing. Some way, somehow, she got the feeling that she was different or somehow special. And I wonder if people who are...
Well, and she was the breadwinner for her family. And that's a lot of pressure for a 13-year-old kid. That's kind of a...
So this is something that goes back to... We take our shots at Lindsay... But you go back to her parents and wonder what they're all about.
Oh, no. I mean, not to judge because you're on the outside, but they seem to be not very good parents. But I will tell you this. I felt sorry for her up until this last hurrah. She now has a fresh, clean slate. If she doesn't use it, that's her own fault. It's time to stop blaming mommy and daddy.
She is an adult.
Yeah, she's 26.
And can control her own circumstances. She has been indulged and is indulgent and is a pain in the butt. And it would seem that the lesson here ought to be, the only reason you talk about Lindsay Lohan is to use her as an example to young people coming along as to how not to grow up. She's the exact opposite of what the people say, well, she's beautiful and she's successful and she makes a lot of money. No, she's not particularly beautiful. She is not successful under any really good measure of success.
She used to be. People had great hopes for her because she was in her early movies. She was a great actress, and then everything just kind of spiraled. But on the good side, I won't ignore this. Other people on the set had said all week long that she's been very professional in her attitude. But
well, that's her job. That's what she gets paid for. Are there articles, there stories about the rest of the actresses and actors on Glee being professional? Why should she get special attention? Because just once in a while she shows up, and wow, she's professional. Well, so what? you're here every day and you're professional. So do we have a, is that a story? I mean, that's what, you know, that's what the deal is.
Should I tweet that? I'm at work today and I'm acting professional.
I think you should. Professionally, though. Let's use the correct adverb.
Professionally.
Yes. Jennifer is acting professionally. All right? And that's the bottom line. Other than that, French fries for everybody. 800-510-8255. In a moment.
We have to do the Octomom in a moment.
You want to do that now?
All right. It's
yeah,
quickie.
Yeah,
it's kind of, it's gross anyway.
Yeah.
Nadia Suleiman, the Octomom, you know, she has 14 kids and she just recently applied for public assistance because she didn't have enough money to pay for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you and I should pay for her kids.
Absolutely. Why not?
All right.
Police, I don't have enough to pay for myself. So, you know, it's just my cat and I might as well take on a few kids.
There you
go. Police in La Habra, California, and the Orange County Department of Family Services went to her house yesterday because her hairdresser complained that her 14 kids were living in squalor. First of all, her hairdresser came out to her house and was paid $520 to give the Octomom a Brazilian blowout and hair treatments, which to me, if you're on public assistance, I don't pay $520.
Blowout?
Yeah, it makes your hair straight for months at a time.
Isn't there a Brazilian that refer to something else?
Yes, that's just a Brazilian. The blowout makes it about hair.
If we're putting Brazilian and blowout together, you can imagine how that
you
might
be. You can imagine what
attention.
You're thinking. Yeah. Although the Brazilian blowout is illegal because it uses the preservative formaldehyde.
Really?
Yeah, so it's supposed to be illegal, so I'm not sure why they're talking about it. But anyway, when this hairdresser...
Because it's illegal and she's having it done.
In her house, yeah. When the hairdresser's, you know, retreating the Octomom, she notices that all 14 kids were pushed into a bedroom while she was getting her hair done, and that she even had a chair up against the doorknob so, like, the kids couldn't get out. She also said that the plumbing in the house wasn't working and that the kids were in the backyard using the toilet. They were doing their business.
Is it
right
in the backyard? Must be a great neighborhood.
I know, right?
They have a porta potty.
Well, they've been moving their little training potties in the backyard so the kids go out there and do their business since the house plumbing isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
Right.
Oh, they're good. So the cops are continuing their investigation on her.
By the way, Lindsay Lohan is going to attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner this Saturday night. For those of you who are familiar, you hear the stories about the White House Correspondents'
Dinner.
Yeah,
it's always funny.
Right. Well, the thing is, the correspondents work hard to get the biggest get. So there's a table. Each of the news organizations, I know because I used to go all the time, would try to get some. I remember once we had at our table the woman, what was her name? Susan, the woman that went to jail and so she didn't testify against Bill Clinton. McDougal.
Susan McDougal.
Remember
her?
She sat there. Nice lady. Anyway, so Lindsay Lohan is the big get, apparently, this weekend at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Somebody, I'd be interested to know. I don't see here
does that
which
irk
news
you a
organization.
Little?
Well, they just try to, all they try to do is out hooch the other group of news people. Oh, look at my guest. No, look at my guest. That's a foolishness. And it's all there to listen, you know, whoever the guest speaker is, somebody like Jay Leno, who has fun usually at the president's expense, and then the president has some fun at his own expense. Usually fine. Actually, when I went...
It's a good night, yeah.
Yeah, Bill Clinton was president and George Bush was president at the times that I went. And it was fun, yeah. But it shows you how superficial the news media is. Yeah, we're trying to get people who are celebrities. What do they have to do? Lindsay Lohan's in the news. Because of all of the kinds of things we were just talking about. Is she as important as perhaps a discussion or a newsmaker that might have been, let's see, who would be a good example of a good newsmaker that you'd like to get
you
other
know
than
who's
a politician?
Been good?
Who?
The star that keeps breaking up fights, Ryan, Ryan Gosling. He would be a good celebrity to have there because he's done like 3 good deeds this month. He's broken up fights in New York City. He gave CPR to a kid. Now he would be a good celebrity to be at that. That's
right.
A reward.
Yes. All right. I'd agree with you there. 14 before the hour on Good Day.
What appearance.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy.
I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
In a new study released today, parents report 1 in 3 children who play team sports sustain injuries severe enough to require medical treatment. According to the report, commissioned by Safe Kids Worldwide and Johnson & Johnson, parents and coaches have misperceptions that result in overuse injuries, dehydration, and repeated concussions. More education is needed. Safe Kids President and CEO, Kate Carr.
With simple precautions, we can keep our kids healthy and enjoying the benefits of sports. Kids should take 1 to 2 days off from sports each week and at least 2 months away from a specific sport every year to protect against overuse injuries, overtraining, and burnout. Make sure your kids drink water every 15 to 20 minutes during play, and if you suspect your child has had a concussion, take them out of the game until cleared by a physician. When in doubt, sit them out.
For more tips, visit safekids.org.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
4, 5, 6, 7. Mike. All right, here's the big story from the internet today. Social media covering a 30-woman brawl. Big street fight last night, I guess, or the night before in Sacramento.
Planned or impromptu?
A Facebook post.
Oh.
According to the Sacramento Police Department, the fight began when a woman saw that she interpreted was something that she thought was a suggestive post on her husband's Facebook account from another woman.
Brr.
It looks like the women met for a fight. One invited the other to meet them behind a restaurant, and they brought their friends.
How old are we, ladies?
They brought their friends with them. By the time police arrived, the fight had dispersed, but the witnesses reported seeing 30 women using baseball bats, bottles, rocks, and other weapons to beat up on other women.
Ugh.
According to CBS, one woman broke a candle holder from a memorial and used it as a weapon.
Oh, great. Never the man's fault.
51 after.
Keep on learning.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic. In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Three past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Better Living in the Focus, the technology of today, stories that are important about social media. Samsung announced, Jennifer, that its device lineup this year takes advantage of flexible screens.
That's so weird.
How do you turn the screen inside out, upside down?
I don't know. I want to see what it looks like, though. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Is it?
Right. Maybe.
I could think of other things that would be more fun than that.
That would be more fun, yeah.
Right. If you are a social media type person, you've probably heard of Clout, K-L-O-U-T. Have you heard of
I
Clout?
I sure have. It's a number ranking that they give you on Twitter.
Really? K-Lout?
Yeah.
Is it K-Lout or K-L-O-U-T?
It's Clout.
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 K-Lout.
Clout.
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 Yours is going down, by the way.
Isn't it? Yeah. With every second. All right, well, let's find out the story behind the story. Let's see if Shelley Palmer has clout in a moment here on Good Day.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Buy details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, a Canadian Justin Bieber impersonator has been accused of threatening and sexually abusing a 12-year-old girl here in the United States. Acting Essex County Prosecutor Carolyn Murray said that 34-year-old Lee Moir of Toronto pretended to be Justin Bieber on Facebook, then threatened to harm the girl's family in order to force her to perform sex acts online. He was arrested and charged with luring, manufacturing child pornography, and extortion. So how could this have been prevented? Surely there's some technology that her parents could have used. Nope. In fact, using any kind of software to monitor your kids is a really bad idea because the software will lull you into a false sense of security. The only way to prevent cyber stalkers and online predators from endangering your kids is to personally monitor your child's online activities, then set boundaries, and constantly talk to them about cyber safety. It's the only way to truly protect your kids. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com for more information.
For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Whether you're looking to buy a home or repair the one you're in, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. The Wells Fargo Home Lending website has the tools and resources to help you make informed decisions. There are many home lending options to consider, and we'll help you understand the benefits, financial considerations, and next steps. We can also help you find coverage if you're looking to insure your home. Stop by today or go to wellsfargo.com/homelending to learn more. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far.
Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved. Equal housing lender. Insurance products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting GEICO.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
More about technology. Jennifer, viewers seem to want interactive, inexpensive, on-demand content. Research out this week puts numbers behind what many in the TV industry have known for some time. Consumers are connecting their TVs to the Internet to get content.
Huge trend, yep.
Not Netflix. Well, it is Netflix, right? It's not...
Well, it's a web-enabled TV. You can get all sorts of apps. You can get Netflix, Hulu. You can listen to radio on your TV with TuneIn Radio. Yeah, all kinds of things.
You can listen to radio on your TV?
You sure can.
Wow. How can we work that out? I want to listen to me on television.
Well, you could do it through CRN. That'd be the obvious one. there's apps on these web-enabled TVs like TuneIn Radio where you can listen to your favorite radio stations. You can listen to music. You can listen to talk radio, whatever you want, all on the TV. It's kind of fun.
Here's the gadget of the week, a solarific portable solar panel. If you're worrying about the battery life in your mobile gadget, there is something new. It's like a backpack. It can charge your phone, your camera, your MP3 player, your games, your iPod, everything. 6 different adapters for charging. Just plug it into the dashboard of your car. They just need sunlight. That's it. $40
cool.
at Amazon.com.
Hmm.